And now for some more news. A block of offices could have a new lease of life if recent plans come to fruition, and an exciting programme is planned for this year's Lord Mayor's celebration this coming July. But we start with the heartwarming story of a young Norwich man who has turned his life around.
Homeless, with no money and nowhere to stay, 20-year-old Bradley Bebbington from Norwich spent most of his nights wandering the streets until the morning, waiting for the occasional time when a friend could offer him a sofa to sleep on. After an unstable and abusive childhood, he fell out with his family and left home. A promised job didn't materialise, and it was at the job centre that he first heard about the Prince's Trust. Bradley took part in Make Your Mark, a 4-week employability programme run in partnership between the Trust and Marks & Spencer. This gave him something to focus on and a sense of achievement. Slowly, he began to believe in himself again, and he developed confidence. He always had a smile on his face and took everything in his stride. With the support of the programme executive, he eventually got a place in a YMCA hostel. Bradley found the perfect role for himself in the operations team at M&S. Within a safe and supportive environment, he built up his knowledge of the retail sector and gained skills to qualify him for employment. His determination to succeed shone, and he was offered a temporary contract as soon as he completed the course. The Make Your Mark program enabled Bradley to learn to be independent and even to provide support for other young people experiencing difficulties similar to his own. His achievements were this week honoured at the Prince's Trust and TK Maxx Celebrate Success Awards, being named runner-up in the Rising Star category. Bradley said, "It's been a fantastic experience. The Prince's Trust has helped me so much, and I'm really looking to the future." His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, founder and president of the Prince's Trust, attended the star-studded event.
A thrilling zip wire, water balloon flights, and a swashbuckling pirate party are just three of the new attractions added to the lineup for this year's Lord Mayor's celebration in Norwich. Welcome to Norwich will be the theme of this year's celebration, as the carnival atmosphere and community spirit return to the city streets. And the three jam-packed days of entertainment in the heart of the city, from Friday to Sunday, July the 7th to 9th, will look to highlight Norwich's tradition of welcoming people from across the world to enjoy all it has to offer, as well as annual highlights such as the Lord Mayor's Procession and Gas Hill Gasp. There are also some exciting new additions. City Hall will play host to Cirque Bordello's Lost in Translation Circus, as clowns and acrobats take over the building for a unique performance, and, for the first time ever, thrill seekers will be able to zip wire down Theatre Street. Carnival goers will be invited to climb into a big whale and listen to salty tales when the new public space at Wesselgate is transformed into a Lost River performance area, providing water-themed entertainment to honour the underground stream, the Great Cocky, which used to flow down Wesselgate. As well as an array of street performers, entertainment will be found at the Bird Stage and BBC Introducing Stage, while the Maui Lion's Den Stage will be home to folk, reggae and everything in between. This year will also see the Norwich Arts Centre take over the stage outside the Forum. There will also be an opportunity to enjoy another theatrical production by the Community Lot, with electric outdoor variety show Come You In.
Two massive office blocks in the centre of Norwich could get new leases of life as homes for almost 750 students. Plans have been lodged to convert the St Stephen's Towers, formerly offices for Aviva, into student accommodation. Developer Crown Student Living wants to refurbish the towers, which have stood empty for 8 years, and to add two new floors. There could also be a new back route created through the back of one of the shops in St Stephen's Street, which would give the public easier access to the bus station. The application has been backed by the University of East Anglia, the UEA's Students' Union, and civic watchdog, the Norwich Society.
A community pub has been put up for sale just months after it reopened under new management. The Bell Inn on Lower Street in Salhouse near Norwich has opened and closed several times over the past 6 years. More recently, the premises, owned by Enterprise Inns, was taken on by leaseholder Tamer Bulbul in November 2016. But the company has revealed it is now selling the pub, which was made an asset of community value in 2014. Mr. Bulbul from Norwich said he was considering purchasing the premises but would need help raising £265,000 to buy it. I am still running the pub and I will keep it going until it is sold, but I don't know how long that will be, he said. I am trying to buy it myself, but I want someone to buy it with me. Mr. Bulbul, who also runs the Ram in Brundle, said the premises needed £5,000 to £10,000 worth of investment to enable it to serve food. But he said he was currently unwilling to make the investment due to his contract with Enterprise. My hands are tied at the moment, Mr. Bulbul said. It can be a successful pub, but you need to be serving food. Over Christmas it was fairly busy, but since then it has been very quiet. The Bell previously closed on October the 10th last year due to personal circumstances with the former publican.
Groups in Norfolk have had their funds boosted thanks to donations from a charity scheme run by a store in Norwich. The Gerald Staff Charity Challenge raised £2,500 through various staff events and donated it to groups that were nominated to receive the grants by members of staff. The largest donations of £1,000 were received by Dereham's Scout Group, based in Toftwood, and the Eastern Rivers Community Gym in Loddon. The money awarded to the Scout Group will go towards replacing a failed boiler and heating pipes, for which they need to raise £2,000, and the gym will use the funds to replace a broken cross trainer. The Norfolk Reading Project, which aims to raise literary standards in Norfolk by supporting teachers, was also awarded £500. Gerald's charity scheme has raised more than £50,000 for 51 different charities around Norfolk since it was established in 2011.